50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I came out like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Friday!
Yes, it's Friday.
We made it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we have.
We made it.
Now, last night, shout out to everybody that played at the Rock Nation Summer Classic basketball game. It was for charity. They raised $1.1 million last night.
I heard it was mad wheezing and heavy breathing.
That actually wasn't that bad. You know, the bad part about it, there was a lot of, it was actually three games. It was Robinson Cano versus CeCe Sabathia's team, then Miguel Cotto versus Nick Jonas' teams, and then the winners played each other. The bad part is all the celebrities.
Did you win?
No, we lost. The celebrities, you know, all know CeCe Sabathia, so we all played on CeCe Sabathia's team. But that's not good. Because
they don't know Robinson Cano?
Robinson Cano
used to play for the Yankees.
Used to, but
he's a $300 million man.
Yeah, but most people know CeCe.
You didn't want to play with Miguel Cotto?
No, I played for my homie. That's CeCe Sabathia's team. It was me, Fabulous, JD Kiss, T.I., E-40.
Why wouldn't you support your ethnicity? What's the word?
Ethnicity.
Ethnicity and roll with Miguel Cotto.
I'm not Latin.
You're not Spanish?
Yeah, anyway. So, who else played on the team? Dave East. Fabulous, JD Kiss. Dave East did his thing last night.
Yeah, I heard he was the only one with win because he's the youngest guy out there. I heard that he was washing all us old heads.
He was actually balling. Shout out to DJ Clue. iHeartRadio's on DJ Clue. He played horribly. I think he shot like an air ball.
And let's be clear, though, just so you know, Dave East also used to play with Kevin Durant.
Right, yeah.
In school.
And you can tell last night. He was balling last night. But we did lose.
I don't like when y'all insult DJ Clue either, because y'all never give him props for all his basketball equipment. Drop one of Clue's bombs for his basketball equipment. Nobody has better basketball equipment than DJ Clue.
You're right.
Mouthpiece, DJ Clue can match.
Elbow pads,
match.
The knee pads, the sneakers, outfit.
He did have the
nobody looks
coordinated.
Yes.
He did have the dope equipment on.
Nobody
last
looks better than DJ Clue on the basketball court.
You know who also played on our team, which I was surprised? Josh Norman from the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
He played on the team as well last night.
Is he gassed up because Jay-Z gave him a shout out? In that record?
No.
What's the name of that record? Major Key?
Major Keys. Yeah. I got the keys. Nah, he actually played, too. I was like, maybe just put him in there for a little bit because football season's right around the corner. No, he played. I seen Victor Cruz last night. Victor Cruz did not play. He was like, nah, you're going to see me in the league.
I thought he was supposed to be on your team.
No, he didn't play on our team. He was one of the coaches.
If he was a real Giants fan, you'd have tried to hurt Josh Norman because you know he plays for the Redskins now.
I know.
So that means the Giants will play him twice this year. My Cowboys will play him twice this year. So you should have did us a favor and gave him a hard little foul. It's a nice little bump. Let him miss 4 or 5 games.
He was on my team.
Okay, you can still
still foul him on
my team. You don't think for the future. You don't think long term. You're thinking for that moment.
I don't want to hurt the brother. The brother can't make no
okay,
money.
Okay, when you get Eli for 3 interceptions next season, you'll be like, damn, I should have hurt him.
Shout out to Khaled. Khaled was hosted.
I was about to say, I know he ain't put on no jersey.
Khaled plays ball all the time.
Khaled is having a great winning streak, but I know he ain't playing no ball. Khaled built like
no,
the Kung
he's
Fu.
No, he's always playing ball, though.
Khaled built like the Kung Fu Panda Bear. Okay?
Nah, he was just hosting the event, and also our very own Angie Martinez was hosting the event. It was a great game. They made a lot of money. It was also CeCe Sabathia's birthday. It was, and you know who else was on the team? The only female to play, Breezy from Empire.
Okay, yeah,
female
I saw that
Jace.
She was there.
Huh? Female of Jace.
What? The only female to play was Breezy from Empire. What's the name on Empire?
Shout out to Breeze. He's the one that everybody was calling
Fantasia Loaf.
No, Freddie
Gats. What's her name? Freddie Gats.
Freddie Gats. Everybody was calling her Fantasia Loaf, too. But Freddie Gats played as well. It was a great game for
I'm in Houston right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready for trade day today. Guess who I met last night?
Who'd you meet? Oh, Young Josh. I seen the picture.
Yes, I met Young Josh. Young Josh calls all the time. Well, he used to call all the time in the morning and freestyle. He actually has some talent. So I met him last night and he gave me a CD.
I don't know why I thought Young Josh was going to be like a nerd with glasses and a Caesar, a real skinny dude, but he got dreads, full head full of dreads tonight. He look like all the rappers.
He look like he could be profiled?
definitely could be profiled.
Okay.
And tell them about Trade Day Fast, what Trade Day is, because I'll be heading out after the show. I'm flying out there.
Yeah, so Trade the Truth from out here in Houston. He puts together this event every year. He has a day that the mayor gave him, Trade Day, and he does a lot of stuff for the youth. He had a whole huge truck of backpacks for the kids come up. And last year we came out here, and he was actually riding on a camel. But he has all kinds of activities for the kids. A lot of artists come out and perform, comedians, everything. So
drop one of Clue's bombs for Trade the Truth and Trade Day, baby.
And he pays for all of this out of his own pocket.
I tried to help him this year, but my tractor trailer broke down. If I knew he had a tractor trailer hookup, I'd have used his. All right, we'll talk more about Trade Day in Houston and also Front Page News.
Man, we all thought that All-Star was going to be in Charlotte this year.
Nope.
But they just pulled out yesterday. We'll tell you what happened.
All right. And we got guests today. We got Pastor John Gray. Drop one of Clue's bombs for him.
Pastor John Gray will be joining us.
And the Flockers will be here.
Waka Flocka.
And Tammy, his wife.
Tammy Rivera.
All right, Front Page News is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I saw Joe Budden. I mean, not Joe Budden. I saw Drake being petty last night, throwing shots at Joe Budden.
What'd he do?
On stage from Austin.
What'd he do?
He came out on stage and he goes, yeah, it's good positive vibes in here. I need to get Joe Budden to come out here and do Pump It Up. Pump It Up.
I saw Joe Budden posing for pictures with Tory Lanez.
They actually shot a video. They shot a video out in Jersey for that record on his mixtape or album. It was Joe Budden, Fabolous, and Tory Lanez.
You're not going to intervene to stop some of this beige on beige crime that could possibly go down? You're not going to intervene? Yeah, shouldn't the light-skinned committee have a meeting to try to bring these waffle-colored Negroes together? They smoked hookah together. They're hookah-sexuals, okay? You need to calm this down.
Yeah, maybe this is entertaining. They're not going to fight. It's just going to throw stuff. It won't get that bad. But anyway, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah, so Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention last night accepted his nomination. And he told a very divided Republican Party that he will be the voice for frustrated Americans who have been let down by the government and the elites who run it. Here is Donald Trump.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States. Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
All of them whack, bro. I didn't hear nothing last night that directly affected me, but I mean, I didn't expect that at the Republican National Convention because I ain't hear nothing about no police reform, not once.
Well, he also said Hillary Clinton's legacy is one of death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. And he also did speak about police killings and terrorism's the recent incidents. He said he has never held public office. Well, even though he's never held public office, he promised that the crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon come to an end, according to Donald Trump. How?
And that's my thing. You talk about police killings, meaning you talk about police getting killed, but you're not talking about the police killing us as well. You can't talk about one without talking about the other. It's a direct correlation.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the NBA. I was all excited about NBA, the All-Star Game in Charlotte.
We were even talking about this yesterday amongst ourselves.
Now,
you did not book your rooms.
Yeah, I think I booked my rooms already.
Well, in North Carolina, they wanted them to change the newly enacted laws that are targeting the LGBT community. And we discussed this at length. And that is centering around transgender people using public restrooms corresponding to the sex that's listed on their birth certificates. That's what they are saying in North Carolina that should happen. So that means that you cannot use whatever gender you feel you are, but it has to be whatever is on your birth certificate when you use the restroom. So therefore, they have pulled All-Star Weekend from Charlotte.
Hey, drop.
So everything that was planned, no longer in Charlotte.
Hey, drop one of Clue's bombs for the LGBT community. I don't know what y'all be doing, but they got power.
Yeah, they got power. Right? A lot of power. They're very strong.
I wish black people had the power they have, because I don't see nobody pulling out of Missouri because of what happened in Ferguson. Nobody not saying, hey, let's not go to Louisiana because of what happened in Baton Rouge. Nobody telling Minnesota kiss their ass. Nobody not going to Florida because they got George Zimmerman off or because of that shooting that happened a couple of days ago when the cop shot a caregiver?
Right.
Caregiver with his hands up.
But nothing that big. One artist will pull out from one show and then you won't hear nothing else about
it. Yeah, but, you know, no company stand up for
No All-Star Weekend in Charlotte. So I don't know where it's going to be as of now.
They've been hinting Louisiana, New Orleans.
Yeah, they were saying New Orleans, perhaps. But they hosted the All-Star Game in 2008 and 2014.
So that would be crazy. Then they said
they
Vegas.
They actually wanted to do it in Vegas, but they said there's scheduling conflicts at the facility.
Yeah. Why would you take it to Louisiana?
Michael Jordan was particularly upset because, the Charlotte, he's part owner of the Charlotte Hornets, so he was thinking that was going to be great for his franchise.
If I was NBA players, I would tell the NBA, no, y'all can't take it to Louisiana either, because the league is like damn near 80% black, and you're going to take it to Louisiana where Alton Sterling just got, assassinated by the police? We don't want it there either. That's what I would say. if I was the NBA players, but I doubt they're going to stand for anything.
Now, they said Charlotte's going to miss out on like $100 million, over $100 million, not having an
all-star. Oh, because they won't let people use the bathroom they want to use?
That's crazy, right?
They should be like, we changed our mind.
Hey, poop what you want. Hey, we changed our mind. You can poop what you want. Okay.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. The phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now, and we'll let you get on the air and vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Holly, tell them why you mad.
Well, I'm mad because, you know, I took the Ancestry.com DNA test to find out, you know, how much African I got in me.
Okay.
And because I'm kind of light-skinned, my friends didn't think I would have that much. They was like, I doubt it. You probably got 30%. You know, I'm pro-black, I'm radical and all that. I'm like, I better have more than 50%. I'm not a light bulb like Steph Curry or DJ Envy. I'm more like Will Smith complexion.
Oh, okay. Turns out, watch your mouth. Go ahead.
Turns out I had 76% African blood. And I was like, what I told y'all, I'm black. I'm a real African. What?
Okay, my real African brother.
We got some of those ancestry tests up here, too. We've been supposed to take them. We got to take ours,
man. I think somebody stole my test.
Yo, I would encourage you. It's amazing to find out how your ancestors and different regions that they came from. And I asked them, I called them, I said, well, how accurate is this? They said, we guarantee it because of the technology and the science of DNA. We can go back 1,000 years, and we'll know that it's more accurate today than it was years ago.
Yeah, I'm going to take mine. The only reason I didn't want to take mine because you got to spit all in the tube and all that. That's nasty, but I'm going to do it.
I want to do mine, too.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Chris Taylor from Broward County.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad about reference to the police officers going around just shooting ever and anybody without any type of real intent. Without even having a thought or a concern of, you know, people's lives. These are fathers, these are children. These are people that can also, you know, express and also change the world. I know that at this time and point, you know, we're going through a lot, but we also have to go ahead and come together as everybody. I'm pro-black, pro-white. I'm pro all lives matter, black lives matter. We all need to just put our time together and just come together as one and just get everyone to evaluate these police departments, whether it's mental evaluations for all their police officers. In reference to Donald Trump, we all need to be careful. I really hope that America honestly sees that this could be a bad situation for us.
Well, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us at any time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce. Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Now, we have some updates of the caregiver. That's the guy that got shot. He was actually trying to, I guess, take care of the little autistic kid.
Yeah.
Well, autistic man.
It was a 23-year-old man.
Autistic man.
Okay. Caregiver's name is Charles Kinsey. And according to John Rivera, who's the president of the Dade County Police Benevolent Association, he said during a press conference that the officer felt Charles Kinsey's life was in danger when he decided to fire. He thought that the autistic patient who had wandered away from the group home was actually endangering Kinsey's life. They said this is not a case of police abuse. This is a case where a police officer was trying to save Mr. Kinsey's life, and unfortunately,
his shot went astray. You tried to save his life, but shot him.
I tried to save you, therefore I shot you.
And the guy that did the shooting is on the SWAT team. He's supposed to be one of the nicest with the pistol, one of the nicest with the rifle, and you shot the guy you're supposed to save.
I said this yesterday. This is one of the things that confused me about the whole situation, because if you thought that the autistic guy was the one holding the pistol, why wouldn't you shoot him? Why would you shoot the guy who had his hands up in the air? But this is even bigger. How about they shouldn't have been shooting? There was no reason for anybody to be shooting yet.
Now, I thought they were going to apologize and say they made a huge mistake.
That's it.
In the whole entire situation, but instead they're trying to still justify what happened. Now, they are doing an investigation, and of course, the officer who they said is Hispanic is under investigation right now, so he's been placed on administrative leave.
And like I said yesterday, I don't care if the cop was white, I don't care if the cop was black, I don't care if the cop was Hispanic. Senseless killings are senseless killings, and injustice is an injustice. All I know is a man was on his back with his hands in the air, he got shot. I don't care who shot him, I just know that a police officer shot him, and that is wrong,
well, God,
period.
God definitely protected that autistic man, and I don't understand how a member of the SWAT team who was supposed to protect the guy that was laying there with his hands up, shoots the guy with his hands up.
You gotta fire him. Don't you? You gotta fire somebody for making a mistake like that, because that could have been a potentially fatal mistake, and both of those guys would have been, you know, the wrong person to shoot. But the fact that you shoot the one that had his hands up, like, that sends such a wrong message to us as Americans, because I'm like, even if I comply, I still get shot? One of the biggest things y'all like to say to us is stop resisting, stop resisting. So if I'm on my back with my hands in the air and I still get shot, that totally sends the wrong message to us as Americans.
And not only
in the middle of doing my job as a caregiver, taking care of an autistic patient.
I'm not committing no crime. I'm not selling no drugs. I'm not out here with guns. I'm out here trying to take care of somebody else's autistic child.
And they fired three times.
Three times. Come on, man.
When we come back, we got some rumors, G.
Yes, we'll talk about DJ Khaled. What does he plan to Snapchat next? It should be interesting. Also, French Montana, he's about to buy a new house. We'll tell you what he's been looking at and how much it costs. Millions.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Well, DJ Khaled recently sat down with the New York Post and talked about his new album and things that he wants to Snapchat in the future. Now, he has 6 million Snapchat followers.
Wow.
14.3 million people in total on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat, according to Adweek.
Wow.
His new album has features from, obviously, you know, Jay-Z, Future, Nicki Minaj, Bryson Tiller, Nas, and many more. And he talked about Snapchatting his child's birth later this year.
Don't do it, Kat. You're going to jump the shark with your Snapchat.
He said, she knows I want to do it. If the doctors say the coast is clear, I'm going for it. She may not have a choice. She's probably going to be screaming and cursing me out anyway. You know how it goes. But she got love. She knows I'm special.
This is how I know it's Khaled's first child. Because when you're in that labor room and your wife is going through it, you should not be on your phone.
Nope.
You should be there holding her hand, acting like you in pain, too.
Playing Pokemon Go.
When she go, you got to go, oh, baby, it hurts. We hurt. You got to be like that with your wife when she's in labor, bro. You can't be on your phone. I remember one time I got on my phone. I had my first child. And she was like, what are you doing? Like, yep, let me throw this away.
Khaled also talked about how long it took him to get Jay-Z to do a record for him. You know, he's been working for years trying to get Jay-Z to do a record. Check it out.
It took me years to get Jay-Z to do a record for me. And it's not like he didn't want to do it. It's just, you know, I had to, you know what I mean, make it known that I wanted Jigga on my record. You know what I mean? So people don't even know. I never really told the story. But, you know, I basically got a condo in New York City for a whole year to stay close by him and to let him know how hungry I was for that verse. So I just let him know I ain't going nowhere. Basically, man, we made history. And I ain't never stopping.
There you go.
But this is Jay's, like, Jay did the song for him. He did a verse for him before.
He did the joint with Kanye. He did three verses for him.
Let's be clear, Khaled. Jay did that song because your Snapchat's hot. That's right. You got hot.
He's managed by Roc Nation now, too.
He's managed by Roc Nation. Yeah, yes, he is.
I mean, Khaled's always been at a nice pace, but now Khaled's red hot. You got red hot, so Jay said, you know what?
And he was on the Formation tour as well, opening for Beyonce.
All because of his Snapchat. All this is because of this Snapchat. Salute to Khaled. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Khaled.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not mad at the hustle at all.
Now, Odell Beckham Jr. recently did an interview, and he's talking to GQ about Khloe Kardashian. Remember these pictures surfaced of the two of them, and then there were rumors that they were dating?
Right.
Well, he said that nearly destroyed a relationship with another woman that he was seeing at the time. He said, we were in the kitchen of the house where there was only 15 people. It's just kind of like dating. I just met this person. This is maybe the second conversation we've had. But the thing is, they were spotted together twice in a row in a matter of days. And they were at a club in Vegas right after that. So he said he had some explaining to do after those pictures came out. Woo. And how do you explain that?
It
did look a little shaky. She was like all on him in between his legs and everything. And speaking of
Worried about Odell and no girl.
Stop it. Stop it.
You see Odell with a girl, it's fine.
Stop
Don't
it.
Worry about it, man.
Go ahead,
you see him with Drake.
Well, you know, they said he's dating Demi Lovato now is the rumor. I don't know. But speaking of Khloe Kardashian, you know, French Montana is one of her boos. I don't know if they still date or what have you. But it looks like French is doing really well, and he's actually trying to buy a house in Soho or in Tribeca. They said he's looking for houses in the $5 to $10 million range. And he actually just bought Selena Gomez's old mansion for more than $3
million. French is out there winning.
Drop on a clue, Bob. French is getting some money. Getting all that money, and I don't know how.
He has big hit songs.
Yeah, it's Pop That.
I'm trying to figure out, and I hate the pocket watch, but French is one of those guys I pocket watch because I be trying to figure out what investments French got that I need to get into, because French is balling.
He does a lot of shows.
We need to talk to French. I need to have a conversation with French, a financial conversation.
French is always fresh, too.
He's always fresh.
Always fresh.
And I
need French Montana as a financial advisor.
Now, I'm not going to lie. A couple dudes yesterday was trying to hate on French. A couple dudes I know.
They say what?
They were saying that he went to go see Dr. Miami because he got abs, too. And they from the Bronx, and they were saying that dudes from the Bronx don't do sit-ups. Salute to Jesus.
Well, I don't know, but...
Salute to Jesus and Merrill. Jesus and Merrill told me that yesterday.
Now, French be working
French
out.
French, his abs come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when he's been working out.
He works out hard sometimes, and then you see him stop, and then he works
right,
out hard
Around Ramadan, his abs is popping.
Around Ramadan, his abs is popping. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come and go abs. You got Ramadan abs. Ramadan rips.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Too stupid.
Now, when we come back, the Flockers will be joining us. Waka Flocka, Tammy Rivera.
Yep.
So we'll kick it with them. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was One Dance Drake. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests with us this morning.
The Flockers.
Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera. Good
Meet
morning,
the
guys.
Meet what the up?
Flockers.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Flocka, I'm glad you took the high road on the game situation, my brother.
He come right in.
Oh, man, I ain't take no high road. I just spoke from the heart. I mean, it was no shade to nobody, but you know how the internet instigating get? They just called him out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to feed into that.
But you could see why he would think that, but he should have called.
I posed nude for Peter. What I'm going to say? What's somebody say, Waka, you posed nude? Yeah, in a room full of women. All right, next.
We've had you on the schedule for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
like 3 months.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I was like, we've been watching the relationship play out, mm-hmm. you know, on social media and everything. But now it's good to see you guys back together again. Tammy.
We don't know if they're back together. You got to ask that question.
Well, Tammy, they're here together. We seen y'all on Paris.
I was in that swimming pool last night.
There you go.
It felt like love.
We working on it.
You working on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give it that easy. You got to make him work.
Yeah, you working on it.
Waka don't like when people be like, girl, leave him alone. He's no good. He went
and
off on
those.
And
they all go talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cold part. And they all lonely. Most of them got self-esteem problems. So they leaning on Tammy. Nobody liked my wife before they heard we broke up. Now she's everybody's favorite.
No, I wouldn't go that far as to say that.
He did like it. Come on, don't say nobody loved you. That's
like, hold up now.
Nobody loved you but me. All right?
Right, you know what I'm like saying? Nobody loved you. You were ugly. Nobody liked you.
Nah, it ain't that. I'm talking about like how you just like, it's a main topic. Like, you a star now. Like, now she a star because we broke up? But we've been broke up months before anybody even know.
That's not what he just don't like walking down the street and people like, hi, Tammy. Oh, hey, Waka. They mad now.
Yeah, they're like, dirty you're the bad dog. Guy.
Oh, you know how that go, though, Flock. If they think you was out there cheating or something.
Well,
he said he was. They don't think it. Mm-hmm. No. And that's real. And I respect her for forgiving you. Because I tell girls all the time, you got a good man, we're going to make some mistakes every now and then, man. Hold us down. I know better. I'm going to learn from my mistakes.
It's a process.
30 years old, like, finally, when I let my wife leave, then you're like, okay. You start realizing I was the realest in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, part of who I am today is because of my wife. Like, mm-hmm. just being all 100%. People was calling me like, yo, what's up, bro? I find myself going back around kids. I'm feeling old. Our philosophy is different. Like,
how long you been with your girl, Envy?
Since 16.
I've been on mine since 18. We got two kids together now, married. I done did dirt. You know what I'm saying? But that's the one I wanted to be with. So
that's
I had to make those mistakes.
And they all say they did dirt. They were like, oh, I did dirt. But as soon as the girl do, you can text and
they're
like,
no, you're supposed to be better than us. Women not supposed to move like that. You got to be better than us.
No, you don't. But sometimes y'all got to get shown. Y'all just
but if you feel that
reckless.
Women do things out of spite, it is a reaction to what you guys do. You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes it don't even be out of spite. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to move forward, like when, you know, and then they just, I mean, but it's just funny. It is a double standard. Of course, we know we can't go out and sleep with somebody else to get right. back at them.
honest to God, truth is just like, yo, I want a family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want the real love. Like, love. I love her.
So what did you change around you? Did you change the people you hang with? You don't go out as much?
Honestly, it never was nobody. It was always me. Mm-hmm. It was me to decide to move this way. It was me to do this. It was me to allow this. It was me to act this way. So the changes are with myself, because at the end of the day, can't nobody tell me what to do. I was like, my ego. I never knew I had that much ego. You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I could take care of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that time we were split, I really got time to myself. Like, dipped off, like, to the mountains, hung with different friends. Like, just, like, get off and, like, realize. And I put, like, the good and the bad together. I want a family. Nigga, I see your Instagram with his whole family. I'm like,
matching outfits.
Yeah, like, I want to match. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah. How did you get caught, though?
I was just trying to impress friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, still be like that. When you get girls.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was like
an
ego thing. It was more like, hold up, no, I'm married. I can still be over here like, y'all ain't take that shit over.
So childish.
It was that.
Very childish.
But
I think
you gotta show the young boy how to do it sometimes.
No, nah, but all men go through it, though.
Like, oh, we all go through it. So it's not a woman can understand because she's not a man. Mm-hmm. You see what
you
I'm
don't
saying?
Think we have, we you know what I'm saying? We go all our friends. We want, we say we got
y'all want y'all better than us.
It's not fair. You can't keep using that as an excuse.
But it's the truth.
It's the truth.
And the ones that lower their standards, we see them every day and people talk about them.
But you always knew that Waka loved you. I remember when he first told me about you. I don't know if you remember this, Waka, but we had a photo shoot together for Vibe. I interviewed you, and I asked you, are you in a relationship? That was one of the questions. And you said, yes, I have a girl. I love her, and I'm faithful and loyal to her. This is a long time ago. Before, it was you.
It was me.
And I was like, okay, that's good, because we look up to stuff like that. I feel like now we look up to men that treat their women well.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. If you go back to being a typical rapper.
Right,
like,
and represent.
When you don't have no wife, no foundation, no responsibility, all y'all go back to just regular. I mean, when you don't have that substance there, then it's just like, oh, okay, well,
he's
just
a regular. That's a black man. You don't have no wife, no family.
You go back to just being a regular statistic.
That's
like,
how it's a lonely life, yo. My wife went out of town last week. Took the kids to South Carolina. I'm in the house by myself. I'm like, man, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. I got nothing to do.
I take my wife everywhere with me because I'm so bored. I'm in a hotel and I feel like a lame.
You don't
want
to be tempted.
By myself. I'm like,
that's why
you
got all them kids now.
Yeah, you're right. Now, little question. Now, what made you answer the phone call? Because he said you wasn't answering the phone call. You wasn't taking any calls or texts or answering. So what made you say, you know what? I'm going to answer today.
He said he's going to jump my fence.
Is he going to jump your fence?
I just moved into a new place, and he told me something. If you answer the phone, I'm jumping your fence.
You was outside, Flock?
Thanks,
man. You got to do what you got to do.
Mailman style. Like, right there at the mailbox.
And what's the craziest thing you did to try to get back to her so she can see? Was it flowers? Was it bye? Was it pop-up?
Airplane flying in the
sky with
her name?
He went to church.
No,
that's
the
crazy.
That ain't.
I mean, for him,
that
is out. No, that wasn't for me, but it was out of the norm. Like,
that's lame.
That made me know, but that made me see like that he was really trying to change.
I went to church. I'm not even front. Like, when me and Tammy broke up, like, everything was just like spiraling down.
Like, he's like, I can relate.
He's
like,
how long was I effed up for?
Oh,
at
my
least
God.
We were trying to figure out.
We was like, what DJ can
months.
We get on the show?
Yeah, I was sleeping on the floor.
Wow.
You think about replacing him? I'm like, you want to talk about this? Oh, we got to get somebody new.
It was bad, like bad.
Nah, because you, like,
you
never.
Your best friend, everything.
Like, you know something? When I was young, right, and I used to see, like, older entertainers with their wives, and their wives getting bashed in the media, and I don't see them take up for it, and it kind of bothered me, just being, keeping all the way gangster, like. Just to see my wife in the public eye, like, how they go grab her and what they gonna do to her, trying to promote a lot of sexual shit with her. And it's like a domino effect for the kids. You see what I'm saying? Like, now they see a man really fought for a family. Now they, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a domino effect. Like, these grown-ass men want to stay young, like, live young, live well. Like, I want to live old, die well. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to be a grown man, because when I was a kid, I know how it feels to look over my shoulders. And I ain't talking about only for cops. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real out here. So I don't know what kind of games they be playing. Like, I can't be 35 years old with a 22-year-old girl, a 20-year-old girl, or 35 with a 19-year-old.
Still,
like,
want to go to the club.
Yeah, like, that's whack.
Nah.
I want to see my daughter grow up.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? She's 11 years old. It's real right now. So she probably on Instagram looking at me crazy. I don't even know what to say when I see her. They keep it all the way real when I try to figure it out. Like, yo, should I take her out? I know a child, she would be like,
what's up?
What did you tell your daughter?
I keep it. That's
keep
like
it too real.
I keep it all the way real, my baby. So I just explained to her, because she always like, mommy, you know, just forgive. And I'm like, well, you know, as a woman, there's certain things you demand from any male that's in your life, and there's certain things you can't allow. So I just broke it down to her and said, listen, sometimes you have to, if you allow someone to keep doing it, they're going to walk all over you. So I don't want you to think that it's okay for a man to do certain things and that it's, you just stick there and stick around.
That's
and
real.
You know, so I kind of broke it down to a way that she could understand and not feel like, oh, I'm quitting, but I'm just doing what I have to do as a woman. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because when you see, because it got to one point, she was like, you always forgive him, just forgive him.
Oh my God, that didn't help.
Charlie on my side, all the way.
Yeah, she is.
I had to tell my kids too. My kids were on my side. They just understood, like, nah, we need daddy back in the house. Like, you know what I mean? But
see, women got to think about God in these situations.
Right? Oh, we do.
Because God forgives all the time. He has unlimited forgiveness.
You know what's interesting too? It's funny. Because Charlamagne always says that forgiveness is overrated. But in this situation.
We need forgiveness when no man gets caught cheating. We need a lot of it, okay?
We got more with Waka Flocka. We got more with the Flockers when we come back. Waka Flocka and his girlfriend, Tammy Rivera. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was OT Genesis with Cut It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Waka Flocka and his wife, I said girlfriend before, his wife, Tammy Rivera, are in the building. Now, Yee?
Tammy, you think you had to leave in order for him to finally come to this realization and have an epiphany?
Yeah, like, I did have to leave. I thought, girl, to be completely honest, I thought it was going to be a fun, like, oh, I'm going to be chilling with my girls this summer and be having fun. And he
all
came
summer 16,
he, all summer 16. He's, right. He's like, oh, all your hashtags is all summer 16.
You didn't even make it through July.
I didn't even get to my birthday. I didn't even make it to my birthday.
I couldn't even shake her. If I wanted to shake her, yo, every day, it's like 100 messages. Yo, get your girl back. Don't take the L, bro. I'm like, damn, let her live.
You know what women realize, too? They be thinking they want to have fun all summer. They don't want to be home.
And you got that one whole friend is like, come on, girl.
That one whole friend who ain't got no man, probably ain't got no kids, but telling you how you should live your life.
Get these money.
Having fun does not mean that you have to be a hoe.
No, it does not. It just means having fun with yourself. Like, honestly.
Oh, let's go to the lounge. Let's take a drink. Let's hit the club. You the only married girl with them.
They only doing that for Instagram to make you jealous.
They can't wait to hang with Tammy.
That's it.
You know what fun is?
Going on vacation with your friends and just chilling at the pool all day with your girls.
That's bullshit you saying right now.
I'm telling you, we go to the movies. Let's knock it off, man.
So what about y'all friends
when y'all out there doing what y'all doing? What they do? They want to see y'all.
They using you for
the
hype,
too. You see what Bow Wow told Omarion?
I don't hang with single guys.
Nah, can't no friend do that to me. I'd be like, you lame. Why would you do that?
Absolutely.
I would hate him. He would never be invited back to my
house. That's what we said.
She got his picture at the front door.
Yeah, you are not. Yeah, right.
And then you know they're going to get back together. They got two kids together.
Yeah, that was this wrong.
Now, what celebrities jumped in your DM? I'm sure you got athletes.
Oh, she's not
going to
name that.
I'm just going to say this. It's been rappers from the 90s.
From the 90s, okay.
To athletes from 2016. That's all I'm gonna say.
So a couple of them owe you 5 minutes.
Nah. You know, so I can't be mad at her. She's single, and at the end of the day, I'm not worrying about none of them.
What if somebody was in your DMs, but then Waka about to do a song with them? Would you tell them?
They would never play with me like that.
I would definitely
ever.
Say that. If it's something that I felt like was too close, or I felt like it was some type of. Because there are some people that I had to screenshot, even though I was not answering his phone call, like. I done seen this nigga dap you up a few times, huh? You need to see
that.
See,
that's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
I ain't gonna have anybody in your face looking crazy.
So what people don't understand is with a marriage, like, I'm in my wife's DM, so when people slide, I'm watching it like, a word? Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of the same type of situation.
I see.
But that says a lot about you. If they feel like they can test you like that, then they don't respect you off jump.
They the ones with the cushion. I appreciate it. You see what I'm saying? But it let me know, was none of them no real? Because if they was, I wouldn't be sitting right here. The Lord knows a real nigga got in Tammy's ear, I wouldn't be right here. Because when a nigga messed up with her, when I met her, he ain't get back next to her. But at the end of the day, it was my doing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So who am I going to be mad at? Myself?
Like, I smack myself.
Right.
You know, I let these cornballs come into play. So that right there.
And it's not just me, girls. Some girls inside of his DMs, girls that's on shows that I'm on, like Love and Hip Hop LA, stuff like that. Yeah. I still can't wait to cross paths.
Why are you doing stuff like that? I ain't called nobody name.
She didn't say that.
I ain't say no NBA team. Nobody made me say NBA team. Why would you do that, though? That lame don't even do
I didn't say no names.
She didn't say anybody.
I just...
and say we ain't gonna put their business out. Let them stay who they is. Now, they were sly in the mind, though. A couple of them.
You ain't respond, though.
For what?
Yeah.
I'm in a rat hole. Like, wait, you the reason. I'm
trying to get out.
What are you going to do differently now for both of you? Because obviously, I'm sure getting back together, you've set some new ground rules. Like, okay, from now on, let's make sure.
Yeah, you can ask him that because he needs it.
It's just my wife. Like, I need to be a husband. You see what I'm saying? A real best friend. Like, I need to do the normal stuff. Like walking in the parks, picking, like regular, normal.
Yeah, we never did none of those things.
I was still too gangster for that. Like, I'm like, walking the park. I ain't got a gun on me. Like, what I look like walking in the park? Girl. He can run up on us. Da-da-da.
That's safety to picnic with a pistol.
Yeah,
but we don't. It was not even a conversation.
I'm really in tune to what's going on, and she know it. Like, I'm not fronting well. She know everything that's really going on in my life, so it's super real. Now I learn how to navigate it. And learned that I brought that energy around me. You see what I'm saying? My thinking brought that same energy around me. So it's just like, it's different now. Young walking like, what's up, big dog? Like, 19, I'm 30. I'm like, yo, hold up. I got to think about 11 years. Like, my past and my problems passed already.
But you can't sleep on them young boys either, man. They will.
Man, I would put their ass to sleep.
Right
on. Just because Walker is on some conscious and eating healthy, like, you can be 19, you will not see 21. It's all out of defense. Like, I'm not here trying to kill these, just and the third, but like the Bible says, if a man pick a sword up, you have to pick one up to defend yourself.
Like Malcolm X said, be respectful, be courteous, have manners, but if a man put their hands on you, send them to the cemetery.
Because they gonna do it to you. But I don't rub that energy off. Once again, to me, life is about energy. Like, I was looking for it. Like, I was going to the club with 20 pistols. Like, you see what I'm saying? To one day, I thought to myself, like, yo, I'm going to pick a bag up, and I'm getting drunk and having fun. What the hell are these guns with me?
All right.
So I started dumbing it down, you know what I'm saying? And just moving better. And then when you invite the right energy come back. So at the end of the day, when somebody see me now, it's just like, it's a different kind of approach.
What made you start getting in shape?
One time, I was sitting in bed with Charlie. We watching TV. I'm like,
who's Charlie?
My daughter. Oh. She's like, wake up, daddy. I'm like, I'm wide awoke. Yo, I'm like, that's when I know. I'm like, I'm too fat. I'm looking in the mirror. You see Tammy. You know, you catch Tammy texting with our friends' bodies. I'm like, oh, this is
you. I didn't never do that. You know, I never did that. You know, my friends sent me a picture.
It's all cool. It's cool, though. You know, they women. So I didn't get mad at that. But I'm like, oh, this is what you like? So this big-ass stomach, you flexing about it, you rub it. Then I get skinny. She like, I don't like you skinny.
No, he was too. No, at one point he got stupid skinny.
So you like the baller belly?
I mean, it wasn't even a belly. His legs, everything was just skinny.
Uh-huh.
And when you're used to someone big, like, right. You know what I'm saying, like cover, I was like, it just felt like I was sleeping with a whole other man. I'm like, yo, what is up?
Like, Snoop Lion was in the bed. I'm like, Snoop now.
You change your diet? You change your diet?
Yeah, out? Man, I just dropped like the meat, the processed food. I just changed it all the way around. I feel way better.
I'm still working on it.
You think you inspired Gucci? Because Gucci got in shape, too.
I think Jill inspired
me. Yeah, definitely Jill.
That wasn't his first time in jail, though.
Well, Gucci came out like, it looks sexy.
You seen him yet?
Nah.
Y'all spoke?
Nah.
Y'all on good terms. I saw you tweet the album out.
Yeah. That's my nigga, but it's new, man. He fresh, he out. You got to let him smell the air, man. You gotta
absolutely.
Let him break that jail. Let him weave out the real and the fake friends. So.
You plan to reach out, though?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, if God make it happen, it's happening.
I'd like to see y'all together now, because both of y'all minds seem like y'all in a different space. Mm-hmm. Y'all healthy now. It's like the energy seemed like it'd be a lot better.
He said that he was a drug addict. He's been on drugs ever since he was a teenager, and he realized that when he was in jail and kicked the drugs.
That's smart.
Yeah, you in jail. It's like with Gooch, man. Like, for me to even mess with Gooch, you know what I'm saying? He got to show me change, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you right now, there's no way in hell I'm messing with anybody that's going to revert me back to my old life, because I'm not with the arguing. Like, I don't know how to Instagram. I don't know how to tweet. I don't know how to be strategic in marketing strategy. I don't. I just know one thing, yay or nay. It's no plan. It's like, and for my business and for my lifestyle, I got real deals on the table. I'm doing real business. You see what I'm saying, brother? And I can't be playing with nobody that wants to see strippers butts all day. Like, I can't do that. Like, I have nothing against nobody doing that, but I can't hang with nobody 30 plus just want to go to strip club every day. Hip hop really need to grow up. I think that's the downside about hip hop. Nobody want to grow up. Like, I can't keep making the same music. Like, this the last of the music I ever make, being wild and crazy, because the mindset I'm at right now, I don't even feel comfortable rapping like that no more.
Absolutely.
And it ain't even about me being soft, this, that, and the third. It's deeper than, like, everybody on this Black Lives Matter movement, deeper than all that. I see what the cause was. I see that I was part of a problem.
All right, well, keep it locked. We got more of the Flockers when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hola. Hola, no. That was Don't Mind Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Waka Flocka, Tammy Rivera in the building. Now, Yee?
Now, is Meet the Flockers happening? Is that show really going to go down?
Maybe.
In the works?
If the Flockers can make it.
Do you want to do it, Flocka? Are you going to do whatever you need to do to keep wifey happy?
Oh, I'm going to be a man.
Yeah.
You can't front with Tammy. Tammy knows the fake. She's like, this is not Tammy.
Hey, no, ain't lying. You've been smiling for so long. What? Y'all just be lying like we don't know when y'all lying. Mm-hmm. Like every time he lie, he be like, he'll say that first. And I'm like,
he did that a couple times.
He'll swallow like that. And I'm like, nigga, lying. Like, I just in my head, like, just lying. But I'm going to wait to see what he say.
You know
like,
what I think with Tammy? People be thinking Tammy's so green. I guess this is how she look like. She know all the codes. You know everything. And she got the most gossipiness friends. They're like spies. Yeah. They everywhere. They're everywhere. Like, girl, he got a little blue in his shoe tonight. Who he will that for? You're like, damn, how you know what I got on? Mm-hmm. I could spill ketchup on my pants. She's like, oh, you just spilled ketchup, huh?
No, that don't even be me. It'd be like fans. Like, he went somewhere one day and I was
her
like,
fans is crazy. I swear on God, anywhere I go, they texting and telling her.
No, like one day he came home and I was like, oh, so you just got Pizza Hut, huh? He was like, what the but a girl had DM'd me. She was like, just see your husband at Pizza Hut. And I was like, oh, okay.
Just keeping you in the loop, girl. Yeah.
He was by himself.
Hey, it's worse now. Oh, I seen Waka. So he ain't talking to nobody. It was like an old lady trying to talk to him. He curved her. She could have been saying, hey, you know my son Donovan. And it's just like they telling everything that's crazy.
Right.
She's on her side. I think this is her daughter.
Her.
I look at my mom. I didn't even talk to my mother. I'm telling you, for like a whole month.
No, Deb is so gangster.
I couldn't even talk to
her.
Like, everybody's against me. Even my friends I was doing some dirt with. They look at me like.
You let us down, bro.
I'm dead serious. Like, for the first time, I really realized, like, yeah, I had a good woman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say, hey, I got. I never accepted the fact that we was broke. I'm like, we ain't broke up.
Well, there's another thing. Like, when you break up, it's like, y'all don't believe it. So you have to move out, leave. Because you be like, it's over.
She sent a picture of her new towel. I was like,
to you?
Yeah, like.
With the boy bye?
From yeah, like, well, yeah, like. Then she make a video of a toy in them. Bye, boy, bye,
yeah,
bye.
Yeah, boy, bye, boy.
Toy
oh,
boy,
Lord
bye.
Have
mercy. Boy, exactly. Bye. And she knew what she was doing.
No, we were.
I ain't no baby. We was just truck having fun.
That's a good song.
Hold on. So y'all was broke up in the midst of Beyonce's Lemonade, right?
No, Beyonce dropped Lemonade right on time.
Yeah.
I think you tweeted damn. That.
Yeah, she did.
Text KZ like, that's the B love. Come on. He always was doing like, Beyonce just put the fuel
yes,
in.
She
oh,
did.
But Lemonade might have helped. It might have helped you too, because she.
It
forgave.
Was like, no, I didn't. I didn't go to that part. I was still.
She stayed on side. You stayed on side.
I stayed on the. You know.
She stayed on the middle.
That's the part I was going for. Infiltrated my single life.
Don't interrupt her grinding.
But you don't have the townhouse anymore. The townhouse is gone.
Hell no.
No, he's in my townhouse. Oh,
yeah. And she gonna continue paying rent.
No, yeah, okay.
She's
gone,
man,
no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
Now, Tammy, there was also a rumor that you were pregnant. People were saying that. Is there any truth to that?
No.
You said you had a son coming.
Yeah, one day, not today. I hope so today.
No, I'm not pregnant.
Nah, who can do that plan? You know,
not
who
yet.
Who can put Tammy picture with the bump, like a fake baby bump? But she ate some food. And I said, who got like, yeah, I got my little junior on the way. He's like, no. I'm like, I'll just be with you. He put it on my Twitter.
Yeah.
He put it on his Twitter as the Ivy.
We're getting cool, though, man. It's all good vibes. Like, I just now, man, I think, like, being a role model is something that I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, being a rapper is nothing I ever wanted to do. Like, right. I just enjoy the lifestyle. Entertaining people, what I was excited about. Like, performing. You kind of got to lead, like, you're a celebrity. All you right. know what I'm saying? So, it's, you got a position in life really to change people, really to show people. Like for my change, I'm not doing this to impress my wife. I'm not doing this to impress God. I'm not doing this to do nobody. God told
you
me.
You're doing to impress God.
You got to do it for yourself. You got to forgive yourself. Like, you got to let, like, I had to tell myself, like, ego don't exist. Like my religion is the only religion God created, and it was love.
Mm-hmm.
See, as soft as it can sound, it's real. And that's what got me to where I'm at. I'm like, damn, out of love, how would you answer this? Even for the game situation, even for the Tammy situation, like, out of love, how would I answer this? Created a better person because the way you think and the way you take stuff and people say you, I feel like everybody was disrespectful. You be your own enemy. Like, people just genuinely
It was like he had a veil over his face. I couldn't say nothing to him.
That's what he meant. Tell me, like, we were friends before anything. Like, she could say anything, vent to anybody, we're gonna talk. No matter how hateful you feel, you're gonna call. I'm gonna call you. Like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like.
But when I said let's be friends, you wasn't with
them. Hell no, I'm not finna be your friend. What you think? I'm a lie and behind. You gonna say it right now? No.
Yeah. What's that mean? What that mean? Friends.
Friends. Like, I'm gonna be right. Like, hey, Fred. What's up, you? Out here. You're my friend. You're my wife.
Well, I appreciate you guys for joining us.
The Flockers.
The Flockers. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, like we mentioned earlier, Drake did take some shots at Joe Budden at one of his shows. Charlamagne, you were talking about this. What did you think?
Kind of like it. I'm upset that the light skin committee haven't come together to try to get them to cease fire because we don't need any beige on beige crime. But I kind of like it because I want to see if Drake responds with bars, and I want to see what level of MC Drake can rise to, because we all know Joe Budden gets busy as an MC, but right. I mean, Drake has shown a lot of glimpses of greatness when it comes to being an MC. So I think that, you know, he plays this competition, so I'd like to see what level he rises
to. They both get busy.
Well, let's hear what Drake said on stage.
We got that good energy going on. I should have brought Joe Budden up here and let him do Pump It Up one time. Man. Pump
a little light shot.
That was a little light shot.
Drake does the light jabs.
I like the fact that Drake doesn't feel like he's above getting dirty with somebody who's quote-unquote irrelevant and insignificant.
And like, a lot smaller than
him. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people will look at Joe and be like, yo, all Drake got to do is ignore him. And a lot of artists get to the level Drake's at and feel like they don't have to, you know, speak to those irrelevant, insignificant artists. But I like the fact that Drake feels like, nah, let's get it in. So I think, I hope it gets a little heated for the summer.
All right, now we were also talking about how much we like the Usher No Limit song, but one thing you said what you were disappointed in was that he doesn't have anybody from No Limit Records.
Yes, I
on
did
the song.
Say that. He should have had somebody, Master P, Silk the Shaka, Mystical, somebody from No Limit should have been on that record.
Well, your prayers have been answered. Usher is actually in the studio with Master P doing a No Limit remix.
Yeah, the remix is good, but not for the song that's out now.
Why not?
Nah, you want to keep it fresh and young.
Okay, well, listen, even if you didn't let Master P spit no bars, at least let him do the ad-libs. No Limit, that'd have been hard.
Maybe that's a remix.
We shall hear what this sounds like in real life. And by the way, Jennifer Lopez has a new show. She has a dance competition show that's going to be on NBC. So she's working on this. It's called World of Dance. It's a dance competition, and the winner gets to take home $1 million.
Oh, I'm getting in that.
Well, I'm letting J-Lo know right now, no black people going to watch that show until she gets online and tweets Black Lives Matter. J-Lo tweeted out All Lives Matter, and they killed her, and she deleted the tweet. So, J-Lo, you need to get back and put Black Lives Matter. Okay. All right.
And by the way, congratulations to Wale. Looks like his baby mom was in labor and he had his baby. So congratulations.
Oh, man. Drop one of Clues bombs for my guy, for Lauren, man. Wale.
And that is his longtime girlfriend, Chloe Alexis.
Nice.
And y'all slept on Wale's last project, too. The Festivus Street album or mixtape or whatever you want to call it.
Mixtape.
Mm-hmm. With really, Seinfeld.
Yeah, no, not with Seinfeld. See, that's how much people slept on it. It came out like 3 weeks ago.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Damn. See, Wale don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
Wale
man.
Is sitting somewhere right
he
now
pissed
holding
right
his
now.
Baby. Mad.
Pissed
See,
off.
This is what I'm talking about. Nobody listens to my music. People be sleeping
so wait,
on
my,
me.
So wait, my PYT, that was for his album, though.
Yes, it
we
was.
Need to
no,
check
not
that
Festivus.
Out.
See, I'm wrong. Summer on Sunset.
I was like Festivus, because Festivus is a Seinfeld word.
Nah, Festivus was...
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, Summer on Sunset came out in June of 2016.
Oh, man.
Well, everybody
Wale
was wrong this morning.
Right now. I just wanted to know.
Hey, man, salute to my guy, Wale. Wale, you know what we mean. But y'all slept on Summer on... y'all slept on Summer on Sunset.
Congratulations on the baby. That's all we're trying to say, man.
Yeah, you slept on Summer on Sunset so much we couldn't even remember the name of it.
Damn it, man.
And Bobby Brown, by the way, also welcomed another baby, his seventh child, and his third with his wife, Alicia Etheridge.
So shout out to Bobby Brown. He gave me some... barbecue sauce and some chicken seasoning. It was good money.
Did it have cocaine in it?
I don't know, but it tastes good. I'm addicted.
If the secret ingredient in Bobby Brown's food is not cocaine, I don't want it.
Great. Well, the baby is 10 pounds, so sounds big.
Woo!
And for the record, PYT is not on Summer on Sunset.
Okay, thank you. That's for the album.
You really listened. Shout out to Wale.
Yes.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. Donkey of the Day is going to Dr. Ben Carson. I didn't think I would ever have to give Ben Carson Donkey of the Day anymore because I just thought that he was out of the game. But nah.
Okay.
He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Friday, July 22nd goes to Dr. Ben Carson. Now, I didn't think I would ever have to give Dr. Ben Carson donkey ever again because I thought we wasn't going to be hearing from him anymore, but nope. The Republican National Convention was this week, so Dr. Ben Carson was making the rounds in support of Donald J. Trump. Now, I watched the Republican National Convention this week because it is truly fascinating. It is truly fascinating the world these people live in, because I don't live in that world. These rich, privileged, majority white Republicans have their own version of reality that is nothing like our version of reality. It's like keeping up with the Kardashians times 100. Okay, that's why I could never vote Republican, because that America they be discussing, I don't have access to that America. I don't even know where that America is at. All you idiots be on World Star talking about various rappers is in the Illuminati. Nah, bruh. Watch the RNC, okay? Watch the Republican National Convention. That's the Illuminati. Those are the people that are sacrificing hamsters, okay? Sacrificing gerbils, drinking goat's blood. You think Gucci Mane got cloned? It looks like every Republican's wife that's over the age of 60 has been cloned, okay? All Republicans' wives over the age of 60 look like they got cloned at 55. And died at 57, okay? But never mind that. Back to the matter at hand. I can never relate to Republicans simply because they are delusional. But it's a different level of delusion than the rest of us. See, a lot of people on the ground level who still dwell in the dirt, you know, like my man Gary Vee says, you're either in the dirt or the clouds. A lot of us who still dwell in the dirt, who don't have their heads in the sky, we feel like money is an advantage, right? In fact, we know money is an advantage because we come from the dirt. So but when you come from the dirt and you're in the clouds now, you understand the advantages that money brings, okay? A few extra dollars would help out a lot of people listening to my voice right now. You know, everybody got bills that are backed up, rent is due, medical bills, child support payments. So a few extra dollars would come in handy, okay? We could all take advantage of a few extra dollars. But last night, Dr. Ben Carson said something that I am still trying to wrap my head around. He said Donald Trump's children grew up with the disadvantage of wealth. Ooh. Huh? Let's hear it.
Anybody who can raise children, particularly in the environment they came up in, which I think is a disadvantaged environment, because I know a lot of people who are very rich and their kids are so spoiled, and I think it's a disadvantage. I really do.
Anybody who can raise children, particularly in the environment they came up in, which I think is a disadvantaged environment, because I know a lot of people who are very rich and their kids are so spoiled, and I think it's a disadvantage. I really do.
Wow.
See, this is rich Nick talk. Okay, because only a person who is rich and so far removed from the dirt would ever fix their mouth to say that being rich, growing up in a rich environment, is a disadvantage. I understand
those
what
poor rich people.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying in a way, because when you grow up rich, you may not have that work ethic. You may feel entitled to things, or, you know, you've heard the saying, if all you have is money, you're truly poor. So I understand what he's trying to say, but when it comes to extreme wealth over extreme poverty, I'll take the money for 500, Alex. It's easy to say being rich is a disadvantage when you're already freaking rich, okay? Dr. Ben Carson, sit your jive-ass privilege logic down and actually come walk through these ghettos one time. Come walk through these slums, these projects, okay? Maybe you're a little too far removed, all right? People out here don't even have proper drinking water. Ever heard of Flint, Michigan? Some people literally can't even provide food and clothes for their family in some cities in America. But you're talking about the environment Donald Trump's kids growing up in being a disadvantage? Let's hear that clip one more time. Just one more time, please, Dr. Ben Carson, one more time.
Anybody who can raise children, particularly in the environment they came up in, which I think is a disadvantaged environment, because I know a lot of people who are very rich and their kids are so spoiled, and I think it's a disadvantage. I really do.
Negro, please. Okay? What about these war veterans on the side of the road? Okay, you got these war veterans on the side of the road, homeless, begging for money. Talk to them about disadvantages, okay? Being rich isn't no damn disadvantage, and it's insulting to the poor and disenfranchised in this country to say that. Please give Dr. Ben Carson the biggest hee-haw, please.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yeah, now we about to bring my guy in, right? One of my new favorite people, man.
Pastor John Gray. He's from the Fox TV show The Preacher.
Yes, he's actually like Joel Osteen's, I guess, like second in command, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's a brother. You know what I'm saying?
So we'll talk to him when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Say It, Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a Friday. Hopefully, you're enjoying your Friday. Now, we got a special guest to put you in the mood to set up your weekend the right way.
My man, John Gray.
Pastor what up, John man? Gray.
You come highly recommended from a lot of people that I truly love. You know, Debbie Dev,
yeah,
Carl
man,
Lynch.
That's my sister.
You're a spiritual advisor?
Yeah, I'm a pastor at a church called Lakewood
okay.
in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a guy named Joel Osteen?
Of course.
I'm the associate pastor at that church. So when he's out of town, I normally do those weekends, and then okay. I'm in charge of our midweek service. So when I first got there, it's about 2,500. Now it's about 9,000
oh, wow.
every week. And everybody comes. It's not just like one part of the spectrum. It's everybody. It's mm-hmm. black, it's white, it's Hispanic, it's Nigerian, it's gay, it's straight, it's transgender, mm-hmm. it's pimps. It's drug dealers.
Oh, man, you got pimps, drug dealers,
oh, absolutely.
Rappers,
yeah, Slim Thug not, comes, Jazz Prince comes.
Now,
you know?
I must say that if you have pimps and drug dealers coming to your church week after week, you're not doing your job because you're not getting them to change. Okay.
No.
Now, there's new pimps and drug dealers every week. No, okay, I get
right.
it.
It's a fresh crop each
dealers?
Week.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't see you last week. But, you know, for me, the thing is, my job is not necessarily to see the salvation. My job is to seed the salvation. The problem with the church, I think, a lot of times is they expect people to change overnight when the people who are saying it didn't change overnight.
Right.
You know, the whole idea of faith and spirituality, for me, is not just a black and white issue because everybody's journey is different.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like learning how to engage culture and how to have conversation with people. It's not so much dogmatic. The problem with the church, to me, is that they're always pointing the finger at somebody.
Very right. judgmental.
But if you look at the life of Jesus, every time he engaged somebody that didn't believe what he believed, he was conversational. Peep the woman at the well, Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans couldn't stand each other, didn't mm-hmm. like each other. And instead of talking down to her, knowing she had been married 5 times, it didn't work out, she was living with a dude, he didn't go up to her, hey, nasty, give me some water. He was like, hey, let me get some water. She's like, first of all, you don't know me because I'm from Samaria, represent, back up. If you knew who I was, why are you even talking to me? And then all of a sudden, he was like, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me for some water and you never thirst again, girl. So then he got her attention. You see what I'm saying?
When he said that, the first thing I thought about was, Jesus could have got a lot of vagina if he was a manipulator.
For real, that's true, though.
Yeah.
That's what speaks to his integrity.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Jesus could have knocked him down.
Yes.
But he
Jesus could have knocked
but he
him
kept,
down.
But he kept his integrity. He told the woman, he's like, why don't you go get your husband? She was like, I'm not married. He was like, you're right. Matter of fact, you've been married 5 times. And the man you're living with now is not your husband. Then all of a sudden, she realized she was in the presence of something supernatural.
Ooh.
But he didn't judge her. He loved her. And he was the seventh man in her life. Seven is the number of completion. Where she was empty before, she was completed with him.
Mm-hmm.
So she went from a broken woman in a broken relationship to an evangelist in one conversation.
Mm.
But the church wants to judge people when Jesus, all he was serving. Instead of doing this, the church needs to have her hands out like this.
Absolutely.
Now, don't you think that's part of the problem? People can't have a conversation nowadays.
No, absolutely. That's the show that I'm on now. It's called The Preachers. It's on Fox. And we got so much heat. Monique, Academy Award winner, came mm-hmm. on with her husband, Sydney, mm-hmm. with his cowboy boots on. And he had on some tiny boots. Jeans. And
called slim jeans.
Right, yeah.
They were talking about their open marriage.
Yeah, Angela. And, of course, the church folk, they complained. They were very offended.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I was going to hell. Not because I believed it, because I don't. but because I had the conversation.
Some people didn't make it to the end of the show. Some people only saw the viral video.
Right.
So they didn't know what your take on it was.
Yeah, and the truth is, I don't think they cared. Mm-hmm. They just wanted a reason to bash it. Mm-hmm. You know, why are four preachers talking to worldly people? But you worldly. You know, people mm-hmm. who say that, you nasty too.
Well, how does
you still struggling too? Why are you fronting? Like everything in your life is perfect. You cuss.
Now what's your
how does a preacher turn a secular person or a sinner straight if they don't have a conversation? Like, what do they expect? Yeah, I don't get it.
That's the point. You know, and if you ask them that, they're not gonna say anything. Because yeah. there's no response to that. And my job is to just have the conversation. It's never a preacher's job to get anybody saved. That's the misnomer. My job is to share my faith when you ask me. The problem is the church goes up to people telling them they're going to hell, but they didn't invite you in. Mm. Jesus didn't go to people that he wasn't invited. If you notice, he was in the synagogue. Mm. He was already invited there. You know, you can't. The problem is the church keeps answering questions nobody's asking. Mm. I can't just walk up to you and I ain't met you talking about, hey, your tattoos are that dishonors God. How do you even know he believes in the same God you believe in? Mm. Mm-hmm. We ain't even talking about the Old Testament. We ain't under the law. We under grace, you know. And to me, it's an honor to be on here because, you know, and this might sound weird. I feel more comfortable in here than I have in some churches because at least in here, y'all are real. I don't like plastic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just to be able to have conversation and dialogue, because faith and spirituality are not mutually exclusive from a hip-hop culture and the millennials.
There was a pastor that was started a GoFundMe to get a private jet.
That's Creflo Dollar.
Yeah, man. Well,
how do you feel about that? Because it made me feel odd.
A lot of people that go to his church actually defended him, saying that he needed that because he needed to get to where he needs to get to help people in different...
Yeah, and I'm going to say Delta is like 10 minutes away from the church. Just go through TSA pre-check like the rest of us. First of all, I'll say that, you know, I love him. I love, you know, all the folk that are fighting to build the kingdom. I think there's a lot of things that somebody can maybe do with $65 million. That can help other people. I'm not saying he don't need. If you want to get a plane, great. But, you know, maybe asking, you know, poor people who sometimes got to ride the bus to get to church for money to get on a plane that they won't ever be able to ride on is maybe short-sighted.
I like you, John Gray. You a real nigga. I like you.
Thank you. Yo, I'm a real nigga. Yes. I made it, Ma. All right.
Now, there's four preachers on the show. Does Ego ever come into play in this scenario? Like, who's the Beyonce of the four
Jamal
preachers?
Bryant.
Jamal's the Beyonce.
Yo, that sounds bad because that's like saying Beyonce has an ego. I don't know if she does. But if you, the diva, Jamal, because he wears the high collar shirts,
okay. mm-hmm.
shiny suits. He like Mace. He still rocks shiny suits. But no, I mean, we all cool. And I think because, and they'll tell you because I'm on there. I'm like, just now we had an interview on Good Day New York or whatever. And I was like, we ain't going out there without praying. Kevin Bacon was out there and all these other people. And I was like, we ain't Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Don't forget what got us here. We are not stars. We servants. Mm-hmm. If you're going to serve people, then serve people. If the lights come, let them come. But I ain't changing for no camera.
Let's talk about service. What should the black churches be doing for, like, the Black Lives Matter movement?
All right. Well, Jamal is big on the Black Lives Matter side. And then I go to the most diverse church in the country. Mm-hmm. So we have two ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it like this. The church needs to stand up and say, this is wrong. We need to get involved on the political side. But they get too quiet because they're scared. They don't want to lose tithe. They're afraid to lose their money. Mm-hmm. I'm an associate pastor. Mm-hmm. I say what I want. You know what I'm saying? But I respect my pastor's platform.
Right.
I don't bring up that in the church. But in moments like this, I get to share my real heart. Because if you're not going to talk about Philando and Alton, then I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And with respect, because killing cops is wrong, too. You can't do that. But there are mitigating factors that have allowed this unrest to fester.
Yes.
And this is the outcrop of what's going on.
Right. Do you feel like it's a lot of selective humanity going on? Because I have a problem when Barack Obama will hold press conferences for the cops that got killed, which is a tragedy, but not speak to the community, especially the black community, about what's going on when cops kill us all of the time.
Let me ask you this. Here's a president whose mother was white.
Right.
Her name was Stanley Ann. Okay. His father's from Africa. Mm-hmm. When we think black, we think your daddy from Detroit. His mama from North Carolina. Mm. Our people used to be in the fields. When we see black on him, we see melanin content. We don't see the black experience. Mm. He was raised by a white woman and white grandparents. So he's regressing to the mean. It does not affect him in the same way. And I'm not saying he's not a good man. But if you were at that cop memorial, why weren't you at Castile? Even Word if you up. Didn't want to be at Alton's,
right.
why it. Wouldn't you be at Philando's?
Word
he
up.
Was a law-abiding citizen. How come the NRA wasn't stepping up for Philando? Because right. he doesn't fit the narrative.
Word up.
And why wasn't the church, for that matter, at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, they're gay. So what? This is not our job to judge. It's your job to be out in front of that club telling you what y'all need. We love you. We gonna serve you.
Selective humanity, man.
Selective humanity is a problem on both sides, but especially people of faith. You cannot choose who you gonna love because the Bible says it was with loving kindness that he drew me when I was a sinner.
All right, we got more with Pastor John Gray. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce, Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have Pastor John Gray in the building. Now, what got you in the church so heavy?
My mama. My mama crazy.
I mean, everybody, mama and grandmama, push church and make you go to church, but you went all the way with it.
Well, I think because I really didn't have a choice. My grandmother was a church pianist. My mom was a church pianist. My father wasn't in the picture. My mother literally fought to make sure I could get out
right.
so that I could become something significant. So her weapon was prayer. If I brought the wrong girl home, she'd be like, hi, baby, nice to meet you. Soon as she turned around, mm-mm. And she'd be like, I'm going to pray her right out.
Yeah.
You know? Because the truth is, and she was right, because I was making some unwise decisions.
You ever tell mama, I'm just smashing?
But here's the thing. I was a virgin when I got married. 37.
What? No way. Stop lying now. God watching. Don't
strike me.
You was a virgin until you were 37 years old?
37, cuz.
And you just got married 6 years ago, right? You
guys. Five and a half years ago.
Okay. Seven?
What's wrong? You didn't like how you look naked? You didn't want anybody to see?
Right, what? Man. That was just, this whole thing was wrong. Honestly, at 13, my mother was like, you're going to be a virgin when you get married. I was like, man, I got buck teeth and alopecia. I got bald spots. I can't even get none if I want it.
Right.
It's one thing to live holy. It's another when you ain't got no options.
You got no options.
I'm waiting on the Lord. I bet you are. Nigga, you can't get none. Hey, girl, what's your name, man? Bro, look good to me. But at 16, I made a commitment. Right. I said, God, I'm going to wait. And that was something because my mother said, you know what? I want you to be a new legacy. She said, I waited until I was married. I want you to wait. And so that was my reality. I didn't have any other siblings. And even though my friends like, dude, you gay. How you not smashing? I'm like, I promise, Mom.
Did you masturbate?
Of course.
Okay.
12 years old, I discovered the art of self-ministry. That's what I call it. My mom caught me. I got into
masturbating.
I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, my mama, we didn't have no VCRs. Back then, it was VCRs. We didn't have no VCRs. Mm-hmm. We ain't had no magazines. My father wasn't around. I mm-hmm. had all these hormones. I didn't know what I was feeling.
Right.
So I'm just chilling in the room. She walk in. She's like, what are you doing? I bind that spirit. I said, I feel something. I'm 11. I don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. And so at that moment, I realized I'm doing something wrong, apparently, but right. I didn't know. And a note to all the parents out there, if you're spiritual, it's good to have a spiritual foundation. But if you're a single mother raising sons, please be wise in how you deal with sexuality. Because if you demonize it, you're going to cause us to suppress areas that we need to have conversation about.
Absolutely.
Which is like just, what, sex in general? Or
sex in general and the parameters. Because to me, sex is sacred. There's a faith element to it for me. So for me, I made that decision mm-hmm. that I was going to wait. Yeah, did I have close calls? Absolutely. Were there things I'm not proud of? Absolutely. But the reality is I waited and I told my wife, this is the gift I'm giving to you. So I don't have anybody to compare my wife to. So
now, I feel like the world is in influx. Like I look at what's going on in Turkey. I think about like the Brexit, you know, and we're seeing what's going on in America. Are we living in the Book of Revelations?
France, awful.
Yeah, Angela, I watched this truck plow through people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For what this man felt was in the name of his God.
Right.
And you talk about Brexit, which is nothing more than nationalism, mm-hmm. and people saying they want to feel like they felt years ago. This is what we see happening here.
In America, yeah.
In America. Are we living in Revelation? I believe absolutely we are. We're mm-hmm. seeing the end times when Russia is invading the Crimean Peninsula, when Turkey is cutting off airspace, which allowed ISIS 2 critical days to resupply. We're in trouble. This is not the United States of even 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago.
Mm.
We're in a very violent, vicious moment in our society. I do believe that there are spiritual factors that are at play.
I agree.
And I do not force people to believe what I believe, but I'm telling you, if you believe in the concept of evil, you have to believe in the concept of an ultimate evil.
Right.
The stuff that we're seeing is wicked.
I agree.
When you run over people with a truck, that's wicked. Mm-hmm. When you kill people with a tank in Turkey, mm-hmm. that's wicked. There's something happening in the world, and it's progressing. And there are times when I preach and I'll say, you know, we got a lot of people who are saying, it's about to get better. That's not me.
It's not.
I got a feeling it's going to get worse. And if we're not prepared for it, you know, people think I'm like a fatalist. I'm not a fatalist. I'm wise. Make sure you got drinking water in your house. Non-perishable items. Make sure you got some radios, some flashlights, and some batteries.
Know how to hunt.
Yeah, you better know how to hunt. My wife got land down in Florida, and I'm like, we keeping it. Mm-hmm. And it's got a creek running through it. Go fishing. Let's make sure we know how to take care of ourselves just in case things happen.
Right.
I'm not saying that, you know, this is not craziness. These are real things. All it takes is one leader. If Iran gets nuclear capability, if China decides to break wide, because they mad over the South China Sea issue right now. We're making enemies where we never had them before.
And Donald Trump being in the White House is only going to create more.
I agree. But here's the other side. Is the other side that much better?
I don't think that Hillary would misuse the largest military in the world the way Trump would.
I think he would. That aggressiveness that people want, they'll get it with Trump.
And I also think that people internationally don't have a lot of respect for Donald Trump also.
Both of them have their flaws and their issues. Hillary ain't Bill. That's all I'm going to say. I don't believe that it's the same as it was when he was in office. I believe that we're at a different time, and I don't think that they should take the black vote for granted. You need to talk to us, because the last president, our current president, has not engaged the African-American community the way we anticipated
exactly.
that he would.
That's real.
And she should not think that we're going to come out in droves just because we genuinely don't like Trump. That's not the reason to vote for her.
Did you like Bernie Sanders?
I did. But some of his policies, I don't know how we're going to pay for them.
Right.
Probably already $19 trillion in debt. It
sounds great.
Sounds great to not have college debt. Where are we going to pay for it when Social Security is going to be depleted in the next 20 years? So I hope y'all all are blessed and get rich and save your money. Because if you're waiting on a check from the government, it may not be there. And so we got real issues. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a great platform. And think about this. The fact that Bernie Sanders was the most progressive candidate and he's in his 70s lets you know we in trouble. You see what I'm saying? Millennials connected to Sanders because he's talking their language. Hillary has the least favorable rating. They don't trust her in her own party. 80% don't trust her. And that's Democrats. So there's a real trust issue there. So, you know, I don't know. I just feel like black people are not a monolith. You need to engage us, have dialogue, and don't expect for us to just, we ain't on the plantation anymore. Talk to me and tell me how you're going to affect change. How you going to help me financially? How you going to help me from a job standpoint?
Well, the pastor got to go, guys.
Yeah, he has to go.
Do I have to leave?
Pastor John, great.
You canceled the Currys too, right?
Yeah, man.
Did you pray? Did Aisha ask for prayer after she said the NBA was rigged?
Nah, man, I was just like, Steph, get your girl. get your girl, man.
Well, there you have it.
You want to end us on a prayer?
The preacher's on Fox. Yeah. Let's not forget. We got to let everybody know.
I mean, you got to go. You
got
to run.
I don't have time for God. End us with a prayer.
Right.
All right.
Lord, I want to thank you for this venue and this space for Angela and Envy and Seed of God. I ask that you will continue to give them a voice to speak for a generation and to a generation. And thank you for the way that they utilize their influence to keep current events in the face of people and not compromising their voices. Protect them, bless them, and give them favor. This is my prayer in Jesus' name and for all the listeners as well. And heal this nation, God, because we're in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Pastor John Gray. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
With Angela Yee. It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
That's right. Now, you guys used to love Mindless Behavior, right?
Never loved Mindless Behavior.
I can't even remember one record they did.
Don't know any of their records. They were never in my age bracket.
Well, was that the group with Omarion came from?
That was the group who came up here and was trying to act all prim and proper. And I told them, yo, y'all got to stop acting so perfect. I know y'all got some dirt on y'all. And I told some of them that they was going to end up in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so you basically called it, is what you're saying.
Called what?
That one of them was going to end up in jail, because guess what? You were absolutely right.
What?
Now,
One of the members for Mindless Behavior has been sentenced to 2 years in jail.
What?
What?
Yeah, Rock Royal.
Which one was that? Please say that was the little one who was acting all hostile, Diddy, when I started asking him.
No, you're thinking about the one with the braids, right? No, not him.
Remember I was asking him if they ever had sex, and he was acting like I was the devil? Like, we don't do that type of stuff.
Yes, I remember that.
No, it wasn't him. Now, Rock Royal left the group for unspecified reasons. He's only 18 years old. He was arrested in February for robbery and battery. We don't know what led to those charges. But before that, he also actually stole a record producer's BMW. He had left his keys. And when he went to go get his car keys, both the keys and Rock Royal were gone.
Damn, what happened? Man. They didn't make a lot of money on those Scream tours, huh?
Guess not.
I don't know what was going on. But in addition to that, a video of him beating up a drug addict had went viral that same year. So I guess there were a lot of things going on with Rock Royal. So now he's been sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Okay, so next we'll hear that Chris Stokes was allegedly having unfavorable relations with one
Stop
of their buttholes.
It.
Sir, one thing has nothing to do with the other.
That's true. Robbery has nothing to do with butt-on-butt crime.
Yeah, okay. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Now, Ray Rice wants a chance to return to the NFL this season, and he said that every game check that he earns would go toward combating the issue that took him out of the league. So, you know, we all know about the video that surfaced of him knocking out his then-fiancé in the elevator in the casino. Well, now he's saying if he can get signed, he said, all the scrutiny that I've got, it was deserved because domestic violence is a horrible thing. Me donating my salary is something that that'll be from the heart for me. I only want to play football so I can end it the right way for my kids and for the people that really believed in me. But I know there's a lot of people affected by domestic violence, and every dollar helps. It's raising awareness. People need homes. People need shelter when they're in a crucial situation. I've donated a lot of money to charities, but I had a situation where it was a national crisis.
Yeah, the brother does deserve another chance, man. I mean, he's still with his wife, right?
Yeah, they just had a baby recently.
Yeah, they got married. They were engaged at that time.
Yeah, his wife forgave him. And let's be clear, man, people in the NFL have done much, much worse, like kill people and gotten a second chance in the NFL. So Ray Rice definitely deserves another chance in the NFL.
He's like 32, 33.
He might be old for a running back. He might have aged out. But, I mean, maybe one more year. I don't know. Maybe 1 year, maybe.
Give him a shot.
Know. Maybe he could teach some of these new running backs. You know, he'd be good to groom a new.
Oh, he's 29.
Yeah, oh, come on, man. He got another year in him. Come on.
And he had a baby, and he has another one on the way that's due in September also. Okay? And last but not least, Drake took some shots on stage. He talked about Joe Budden. Check out what he had to say.
We got that good energy going on. I should have brought Joe Budden up here and let him do Pump It Up one time, man.
Yo, you know what's strange about that video? People in the crowd actually cheered. Like, they wanted, like, yeah, that would be a great idea. Joe come out and do Pump It Up. You didn't hear that? Maybe I was hearing things.
I think they got, because he took a stab.
Some people probably might not. Maybe some of the people in the audience didn't know about the beef, and they just were excited to hear Pump It Up.
Yeah, because when somebody throws a stab, the crowd be like, oh. They was like, whoa, Joe, Pump It Up.
Maybe.
I like it, though. I like the beige on beige crime. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want them to hurt each other because, as Joe Budden said, they smoked hookah together. And when you're a hookah sexuals, you know what I'm saying, shouldn't be fighting each other.
But we're lovers, not fighters.
Hookah sexuals. Two men smoking a hookah together are called hookah sexuals.
Okay, what if there's women involved, too?
Nope. It's only when it's two men. When it's two men sharing a hookah, especially if it's a flavored pineapple, hookah
sexuals.
It's
not a menage a hookah?
Nope, hookah sexuals, baby. Two men sharing a hookah is hookah sexuals.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. The People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? Let us know what you want to hear @DJMV. Hit us up with your request. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.